This is Akashvani, the news read by Sanjay Mattu. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has arrived in Male, the Maldives, on the second leg of his two-nation visit. In a special gesture, the President of Maldives, Dr. Mohamed Mouizou, received the Prime Minister at Velana International Airport. The Prime Minister was welcomed with a traditional dance performance. This marks the Prime Minister's third visit to the Maldives and the first visit by a head of state to the Maldives during the presidency of Dr. Mohamed Mouizou. The Prime Minister will hold discussions on issues of mutual interest with President Mouizou. The two leaders will also take stock of the progress in the implementation of the India-Maldives joint vision for a comprehensive economic and maritime security partnership adopted during the state visit of the President of Maldives to India in October 2024. The Prime Minister will be the guest of honour at the celebrations of the 60th anniversary of the independence of Maldives tomorrow. Earlier yesterday, Prime Minister Modi held talks with his UK counterpart Keir Starmer in London. The two leaders discussed regional and global issues of mutual interest. India and the UK also signed a landmark free trade agreement, which is expected to enhance bilateral trade, investment and job creation. After the signing of the FTA, Prime Minister Modi said this is a historic day in bilateral relations between India and the UK. He said this agreement will be beneficial to the youth, farmers and MSME sectors in India.
मुझे प्रसन्नता है कि कई वर्षों की मेहनत के बाद दोनों देशों के बीच कॉम्प्रिहेंसिव इकोनॉमिक एंड ट्रेड एग्रीमेंट संपन्न हुआ है। यह समझौता मात्र आर्थिक साझेदारी नहीं बल्कि साझा समृद्धि की योजना है।
In his statement, UK Prime Minister Starmer said the free trade agreement is the biggest and most economically significant trade deal that the UK has made since leaving the EU. He said the deal will bring huge benefits to both the countries. Union Minister for Ports, Shipping and Waterways, Sarbananda Sonowal, speaking at the Maritime Financing Summit 2025, said that Indian ports have significantly improved average turnaround time for ships from 4 days to less than a day, outperforming many advanced nations. The Union Minister said at the event that the container capacity at major ports has grown by over 70% and cargo volumes through coastal and inland waterways have multiplied. The Indian Embassy in Thailand issued a travel advisory today urging Indian tourists to remain vigilant amid escalating tensions along the Thailand-Cambodia border. Due to ongoing unrest along the Thai-Cambodian border, the Tourism Authority of Thailand announced that several tourist attractions across seven provinces are currently not recommended for visiting. Earlier, 14 Thai nationals were killed and 46 others injured in military clashes near the Thailand-Cambodia border. In Ladakh, the 26th Kargil Vijay Diwas is being observed from today with a series of patriotic events in Dras, Kargil, to honour the sacrifices of the Indian Armed Forces during the 1999 Kargil War. On to sports. In chess, history is being made in Batumi, Georgia, as two Indian players, Divya Deshmukh and Koneru Hampi, will face off in the final of the FIDE Women's Chess World Cup. Divya Deshmukh outclassed China's grandmaster Tan Zhongyi, while Koneru Hampi defeated another Chinese grandmaster Lei Tingzhi in their semi-final matches. And in cricket, England were 225 for 2 in their first innings against India at stumps on day 2 of the fourth test of the Anderson Tendulkar Trophy at Old Trafford in Manchester yesterday. Hosts England are currently trailing by 133 runs. The Indian stock market saw selling pressure in the early hours of trading today amidst mixed global cues. The Sensex declined 617 points or 0.76% at 81,561 and Nifty was down 210 points or 0.84% at 24,852. And that's the end of this news bulletin.